This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It looks like the government won't run out of money at midnight. The Senate and House expected to vote today, but this is complicated, says the AP's Mike Gracia.
Congress is finally poised to vote on legislation that would fund the federal government temporarily to December 3rd, avoiding a partial government shutdown. With Senate Republicans holding firm on their vow not to raise the federal debt limit, Democrats are separating the government funding bill from a measure to increase the debt limit, which will be tackled at a later date. And with President Joe Biden and Democratic leaders struggling to get the party fully behind his $3.5 trillion domestic agenda, Republicans are taking shots. Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith of Mississippi.
What we are truly seeing is Democrats in disarray.
On the $3.5 trillion package, two centrist Democrats, Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, are opposed to the overall size.
The Navy and the Marines aren't doing it, but the Army and the Air Force are using technology to track their weapons, and it could let enemies detect troops on the battlefield. Cybersecurity expert Mark Rogers says, yes, it's convenient, but putting those tags on weapons is risky.
Once you have the tag number, you can now track that tag wherever it goes.
Cybersecurity expert Mark Rogers. The technology is called RFID, radio frequency identification. A new AP survey finds 51% of Americans approve of President Biden's order requiring most workers to get either a COVID shot or be regularly tested for COVID. 34% disapprove, 14% hold neither opinion. Hyundai and Kia are recalling thousands of vehicles. The problem? The turn signals can flash in the opposite direction of what the driver intended. Some Sonatas and Sedonas on the list. More Americans applied for unemployment again last week. This is AP News. A former child actor who played in some old Disney films has died.
Tommy Kirk has died. He was a child star who played in Disney films such as Old Yeller and The Shaggy Dog. He was 79 years old. His death was announced by his friend and former child star, Paul Peterson, who says Kirk was found dead in his Las Vegas home, but no cause of death was released. Kirk started his career with several TV shows, including some episodes of the Mickey Mouse Club's adventure series, The Hardy Boys. His big break came when he starred as Travis Coates in the 1957 film Old Yeller, a story about a teenage boy and his heroic yellow dog. And in The Shaggy Dog, Kirk played a teenage boy who was cursed by occasionally turning into a sheepdog. Kirk continued to act in movies in the 1990s and 2000s. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Health experts warn you, don't skip your flu shot, even though flu cases have dropped to historically low levels during the pandemic. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.